wish for. In this moment, how do you feel about being here? That's hard. And the combination of these two with some other definition of some other meaning very astringent, bizarrely related to when you go in the Arabic family. One of the main things is when you say hal, you will see something in it. The middle alphabet is A. In Arabic, that brings in a very funny situation. That A could be interchanged with Vav or Ye. Always. So when you say hal, you could say whole, and you could say he. That whole means the axle, the axis, the center of everything turning around it. And that whole will bring changing. Transformation in Arabic language is tahavul, that's tafa'ul of that hal. Oh, everything turns around this. This is the principle. The real one is now, is the feeling in present. You see how complicated it is? It describes all reaction of my soul to being here, to exist, to life. Life feels. There is a machine which is working, a living machine, and there is that living essence, essence of life. That to us is the spirit. Because it's in this, but it doesn't belong to this. And this is living by that. You remember that breath? Okay, that breath. Where is the breath? Here, now. When we say breath, we are not talking about 256 birth ago or in the future. It's this one. It is supposed to be this because it coexists with life. It's essence of life, that heart. If life really, in essence, feels good, you are a winner. If it doesn't, you are a loser. Period. Because you should feel good. If you don't feel good, no way that you can think good. No way that you can see and analyze the situation very well. And your chance of doing something good about it is very slim. Because you mainly react to the way you feel. That's what how this machine is tuned, to react to my feeling. You know that when I feel bad, some chemicals will start to be produced in me and dropped in this machine to make everything change. When I feel the fear, which is the worst feeling is fear. And when I feel fear, what happens? First of all the thinking system, all the digestive system, all the non-primary living instrument in this machine will be shut down. Because fear will declare the state of, don't you know it? You're living under it. That's what the politic is. Politicians will make everybody fear. Because when you're in a state of fear, you don't think. You declare the state of emergency. Don't you notice that it's always a state of emergency? Always. That's fear. We believe in the opposite of that, which is Iman. Belief to us is to feel safe, safety in heart. Not to worry, then think. So mainly you have to feel good. Right? How? That's what this story was about. He said, listen, I will tell you the story of our hall. If you will understand this story of our hall and your own, then you will understand what you're supposed to do and what's up. And he started to explain this story. We heard 8 different stories. At the middle of the paragraph here I choose, he will say, I told you this story. From the beginning to the end. Do you remember what did he say? Who remembers? Just one or two? This is not a very good class, and I'm not supposed to enjoy it, because I made a point, I highlighted a couple of verses, he explained something, and said, listen to this explanation, he said, this story has no beginning, because it goes to the end of everything. It doesn't have any ending, because it has started right from the beginning of everything. Better, it's like a drop of water, which is the head and the tail and everything. It's just the water. And it was a drop of the water. Honestly, if you will understand the story I told you, you will understand everything. Honest to God, this was not the story. This was the evaluation of the feeling of us and you. Look at it again and look at it carefully. That's where I stopped. This is it. He said something. From now on, he will do something else. To do something else, let's say I am elementary school teacher, and we have only one piece blackboard, and I start my teaching by writing on it, and it will be full. I say, okay, this was first chapter. If I want to go to the second chapter, what should I do?
Erase the board.
Erase the board. He will erase the board. You will see. Say, all of this I was talking about, I made some examples, and I lead it to your thinking this way, or that way, or that way, and maybe you're going to get used to this. This was just the explanation of one step of this path. From now on, I will change the meaning of these words I'm going to use. Because I made up stories, so I gave the meaning to some special words, right? And you're used to it, aren't you? Now when I say, once upon a time there was a woman, what do you think about?
Intelligence.
No. There was a woman. Intelligence. Apple. You think like that. Then if I say, there was this man and a woman fighting, and there was this jar of water. What do you think? Oh yeah, that was a mistake. Ah, okay, if it goes like that, it doesn't work that way. The poetic language and imagination could not and should not be fixed upon one meaning or one example. From now on, I will change it. I will change this man and a woman. I will make that man and a woman and the jar to become one. And I will break them all, again and again. Because we are not going to surrender to one way of thinking. We want to open the door of thinking. To think, not to think this way. Somebody will change. But before that happened, I would rather go from the beginning.